Now let's take this back into my world of medicine where I'm a lot more comfortable, or perhaps a bit less comfortable after what I'm going to talk to you about. Suppose you have appendicitis and you're referred to a surgeon who's batting 400 on appendectomies. Somehow this isn't working out, is it? Now, suppose you live in a certain part of a certain remote place and you have a loved one who has blockages in two coronary arteries, and your family doctor refers that loved one to a cardiologist who is batting 200 on angioplasties. But, you know what? She's doing a lot better this year. She's on the comeback trail and she's hitting 257. Somehow this isn't working, but I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think a batting average for a cardiac surgeon or a nurse practitioner or an orthopedic surgeon, an OBGYN, a paramedic is supposed to be? 1,000. Very good. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is nobody knows in all of medicine what a good surgeon or physician or paramedic is supposed to bat. What we do, though, is we send each one of them, including myself, out into the world with the admonition, be perfect. Never, ever, ever make a mistake, but you worry about the details, about how that's going to happen.